Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now save $30 on the American-made Steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
We have been counting down the days, and now just 2 days away from the Chiefs taking on the Bucs Sunday in Super Bowl 55. Tom Brady is playing in his 10th Super Bowl and going for his 7th win, while Patrick Mahomes is trying to win back-to-back Super Bowls for the first time since Brady did it 16 years ago. Snoop, I got to start with you here. Who wins on Sunday?
Oh, that's going to be a tough one. Because I love P. Diddy Mahomes. I call him P. Diddy because he don't stop. I love to see P. Diddy Mahomes back there doing his thing at quarterback. I love the way he runs the show with his offense, the dynamic receivers, and just the way Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator of the year, is slinging that rock and calling them plays. And then on the other end, you got to give Leftwich and Two-Step Tommy some love, too, because Tom Brady's a bad, bad mother, man. I tell you. You don't ever want to bet against Black, and you don't ever want to bet against Brady. So it's gonna be a hard game. It's a good thing I'm a Steeler fan, right? Because being a Steeler fan, you know who I think will win the Super Bowl? The Steelers.
Man, I'm looking at this game. I think Skip doesn't think it's going to be high scoring, but I think it's going to be high scoring. I can see both teams getting into the 30. I anticipate both teams getting into the 30s. I agree with you, but Patrick Mahomes has been unbelievable. In his 3 years of starting, it's hard to say they've been a quarterback better the first 3 years starting in his career than what we've seen Patrick Mahomes, especially in his second Super Bowl, and he's not even 26 years of age yet. I got it 38-34. I expect Patrick Mahomes to throw well over 300 yards, probably 3 touchdowns, and they win 38-34. Snoop.
I got a question though. How important is those tackles that he'll be missing in this championship game? Shannon, you played in games like this.
It's everything. It's everything. If they can get home, they're going to make Patrick Mahomes' life miserable. If they can't, he'll throw for 400.
So remember, you got Barrett, you got Ndamukong Suh, who's been quiet, but he's been deadly, and then you got that JPP guy and the dog of their defense. I don't know if you know. Is 4-5.
Devin White. He'll monster.
He played in my football league. He looked like some of the kids that come out of my league. I like his get at.
So, Snoop, it sounds like your heart is saying Mahomes and your head is saying Brady and the Bucs.
I love them both. It's kind of hard because I'm a fan of both of them. Anytime you're a football fan, you love great football. And we watched Tom do it for 20, and he's still doing it. We watched P. Diddy come in the league and almost get there on his first year. If he get the ball back, if that overtime come back the other way, they may win.
Yep.
So it's like he actually been in the Super Bowl 3 years in a row, if you ask me. So he is the next coming of Tom Brady, and nobody in the AFC can deal with him. I'm over there in the AFC watching him just tear us up. Nobody can deal with him when the time matters. And we needed to see if Tom Brady can handle him because the 49ers had him on the hook last year, and they let him off the hook.
So If you had to pick this, what is your gut telling you? You would lean slightly which way?
Man, it's going to be hard to say because, remember, this is the first time the Super Bowl team has ever played at home. I don't know if that's an advantage or a disadvantage.
I'd say slight advantage.
You think so? But then you got Patrick Mahomes and his team that have been there before. So it's like Brady's team hasn't been there. It's a few in there that have. But this whole team has been there, with the exception of Le'Veon and a few acquisitions. But this whole team know the feeling of being in that big game and knowing how it feels to be down and to come back from big games. Brady squad, I just feel like they got to seize the moment. Everything got to work perfectly for them. Everybody got to be on high cylinders. So I'm looking for an overtime game. I'm looking for an overtime game. I think it's going to be that good.
Yep. So, Snoop, I'm going to say to you what I've been trying to tell Shannon for going on 5 years on this show. There's just this one guy in sports I don't bet against when the stakes are highest, and he's spectacularly unspectacular. He doesn't have any Super Bowl walk-off passes. There's no signature play, memorable moment. And that guy's Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. There's just something about him. I can't quite put my finger on it because he's boringly clutch, but he's clutch. And I believe he will figure out a way to keep this game lower scoring with a lot of ball control, with an offense and a game plan centered around Leonard Fournette, who's finally come in to his own the way I thought he would those years at LSU. And I think they're going to run it more and flip it more to Leonard Fournette and try to keep the ball away from Patrick Mahomes, who's going to be under fire without those two tackles. And I think Mahomes will make two or three mistakes in this game against a defense that led the NFL in takeaways. And I love me some 4 or 5 like you do. He will disrupt. He'll be in the middle of it. He'll force a turnover here or there. And I just say the score will stay lower than you think, but it'll be gripping, and that Brady will win his 7th ring with his 7th game-winning drive in the fourth quarter, or to your point, overtime.
I think Brady is, and a lot of times when you watch these types of shows, you guys will say, you know, this quarterback's a good game manager. He's a good manager. And so y'all like kind of like play it to the left because managing is really not good to say for a quarterback. Yep. But if you really look at it, Tom Brady is the best manager ever with that football because he knows how to make sure. Because I watched something where it was like it was a game they was playing and he was talking to Belichick and he was talking about, should we go for it or should we this? And Tom Brady was like, man, go for the field goal so we can be up by 2 possessions.
Yep.
And then Belichick was like, all right, go ahead. So I'm like, okay. The element of the game is that Tom Brady is a manager and a coach and a possession type of guy when he understands time of possession. He knows how to milk the clock and take it down to where when I put this money up, you're going to have this amount of time where you may not have no time. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So that's managing at its finest in the business that I'm in. You need a great manager. And it feels like Tom is the best manager on that football field when it's time to manage time.
Yeah, because a lot of times, Snoop, when you get in situations like that, you have to take the emotion out of the game. It's 4th and a foot. It's 4th and a yard. Instead of doing the obvious, taking the field goal, man, we could be able to get that. You're not looking at it. Hold on. If we go for the, if we kick the field goal, we're up 9-10 points. We make it a 2-possession game. If we don't, they stop us. They can go down and get a field touchdown, and they can tie this game up. So that's what you think to do. And so a lot of times you have to take the emotion. You got to get outside. Oh, we can get that yard. We can do this. No, take the field goal. Live to see another day. Make them have to go get 2 possessions in order to beat you instead of 1 possession to tie you up. Mm. And now you looking around like, man, I wish I had took that field goal.
Tom is the best manager, and right now, Mahomes is the best comeback quarterback. So
he has been.
The thing is this, whoever got the ball last probably going to win this game, buddy.
So, Snoop, if Mahomes wins this, as most people think he will, how many in a row could this team win?
Ooh, if he get this one, I don't know about in a row, but I say he could be, you know, the only one that could be coming behind Tom Brady. I would say, yeah, first of all, you got to catch Joe Montana first. Let's keep it 1,000. You got to catch Joe. You got to catch Terry Bradshaw. You got to catch those guys first. But I think he's positioned to catch those guys. You know what I'm saying? How many did Troy Aikman win? He won 3, 4 or 2?
3.
Okay, well, he's going to pass Troy. Sorry about that, T. He's going to pass you up. But those guys that I mentioned, the Bradshaws and the Montanas and the Bradys, they'll be up at the mount waiting on you, P. Diddy, because guess what? The 3rd and the 4th one going to be a little more harder than the 1st and 2nd, because they're going to kind of peep you out. That's one thing about the NFL. They got a good peeping system where they peep you out and they find ways to break down that offense, because once upon a time, it was the greatest show on turf, which was the Rams, right? And they was just running up score, and they ran across a team called the Patriots, and Belichick put that thing on them called that wood. They started hitting them. You know what I'm saying? Like, these receivers, well, I ain't seen like that get hit yet.
You can't hit them like that.
But I'm saying, though,
and the thing that's working for Patrick Mahomes that worked against Kurt Warner, you got to realize Kurt was like 29-30. And Kurt took a lot of pounding because Mahomes is not taking the pounding that Kurt took. And they had started to age out of it.
Yeah.
You look at the core guys, Tyreek is 26. That's me. They going nowhere for a minute. Nicole Harmon is 22.
Oh, no.
Travis
Kelce. Help me. Put together an Olympic track team. That ain't fair.
That is right. Yeah. So, Snoop, sum this up. Wrap it up for us with one quick thought on your Steelers. Do you want Ben back or not?
See, now you're playing with my emotions, Skip.
Go ahead, tell the truth.
You're playing with my emotions, Skip. Do you want Dak back or not?
Not at that price, I don't. Not at $45
million. Well, Ben making 41.
Let me say this, man. Ben Roethlisberger has been good to us. Mm. You know, we take the good, the bad, and the ugly. We know what comes of Ben Roethlisberger. And the thing is, I understand his passion. He doesn't like the way he went out. But he got to look at the field at what it's worth. Like, this game is different, man. They moving at quarterback now. You got Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. You got all these fast quarterbacks that know how to move, shake, growl, and roll, and make things happen when the play break down. Ben ain't what they used to be like that no more. I think he got to reevaluate his future as far as physical ability. And when the game is over, do I really want to be moving around, playing with my kids, and being physically shaped? Because right now, they coming through. They hitting them quarterbacks. They can't move. The quarterbacks that aren't mobile are seeming to take a lot of hits.
Well, can Ben throw the ball? Can he throw the ball farther than 30 yards down the field? Let's start with that. Is he going to be able to do that?
I ain't seen it in a minute. I'm trying to figure that part out, too.
We had to get your Steelers take in there, Snoop. Thank you so much for joining us.
We love you, Snoop.
All right,
I love y'all, man.
Miss you in person. We'll get you soon. No mercy.